This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. I'm Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
Brian Berkowitz here from New York.
Hi, Brian. How are you, buddy?
What's up? We're together.
Woohoo! Yeah, we're doing an on-location, rare on-location podcast from beautiful...
Rare is the first.
That's how rare it is.
That's how rare it is.
Might be the only one.
Well, we did some recordings back at PFRE 2019 but
together. But we didn't do a podcast.
We didn't do a podcast. We did some recordings that we never released. Yeah. So they're just sitting on my hard drive.
They're becoming collectibles.
Exactly.
There's
vintage.
One guy out there that's like, oh, I want all that very rare recording. Okay. But we are in Mankato, Minnesota. What are we doing in Mankato, Minnesota?
We're doing some shootings.
Shootings. What are you
spaces.
Shooting? Babies?
Now we have to release that outtake so people understand.
Oh,
joke.
I don't know. I'll get hate mail. to go along with all my other hate mail. Exactly. No, really. What are we doing, Brian?
So we have an announcement, I guess.
Okay.
Ooh. You want me to announce it?
Yeah, I was.
Sure. So we...
Anyway, we're doing... Oh, sorry.
Okay. We will be producing... We're producing now and coming out with two courses. Courses on residential real estate photography and commercial real estate photography. Yeah. So it's pretty exciting stuff. We've been here almost a week shooting.
It's a little more than I had anticipated. Let's just say I have a lot of respect for actors now because
sure.
I played actor and tried to remember my lines and remember things to say. And it was a lot of work. It was way more work than I had thought.
No, but this is perfect today because... Mm-hmm. Our shootings did not overlap. Today is the only day that we're overlapping recording this. So it'll be good for me to hear about your course and vice versa. Mm-hmm. You hear about what I did.
Yeah.
So let's get into it.
Yeah. What's your course about? What's the subject matter?
Commercial real estate photography. So mm-hmm. my course is meant to be a supplemental course for the current real estate photographer. So for people who are already in the real estate photography business, shooting residential, or any other types of real estate photography who want to venture off and start into commercial, bring another income source to their business and maybe dive into the commercial side of things. And mm-hmm. by commercial, I mean retail space, office space, white box space, any type of commercial transaction. Even I consider the sale of a residential building to be commercial, which I've shot a few of those. So even shooting, you know, residential buildings for commercial selling purposes is commercial.
Okay. And what differentiates your course from whatever's out there already?
As far as I know, there's nothing out there for commercial yet. So that's pretty exciting stuff. Correct. That's pretty exciting stuff. I go through my workflow. I teach people what I do. From a business side, we go through the business, how I set up my business, how I get new clients, how I market to commercial real estate agents. And then we go on location to three different spots, an office space, a retail space, and a white box space. I think the white box space was a retail space also. And we go into basically shooting the amenities, the lobbies, all the different stuff that people look for when they're looking to lease new space. So it's pretty neat.
So let me ask you, in the last couple of years, you've been doing some really big, like stores, pop-up stores or whatever you want to call them, but high-end stores and malls and things across the country. Is that like what you're talking about or is it different than that?
And yeah, I do that. I've been traveling a lot for that type of work, but this is a little bit different. This is commercial real estate. So basically commercial real estate agents who are looking to lease out properties, an empty retail store, a company went out of business, they have a 15,000 square foot store they need to lease out, or an office space, a company left or downsized or upsized, whatever the case is, they need to lease out office space. I go in and I shoot for the real estate agent, similarly to what you would do for residential, just a different type of space. Mm-hmm. So 2020, I shot a ton of commercial real estate. I guess you can say a blessing in disguise if you want to try to put a silver lining on it. But as you know, in New York, businesses were closing left and right. And I photographed in 2020 over 1 million square foot of commercial office space in New York City. So I'm going to dive into my process, my workflow, which is an all natural light workflow. Given most of the office spaces, it's I don't want to say impossible, but it's very complicated to start shooting flash. So I go into my natural light process, and then we're on location, and then we go back into to the studio and we do some editing.
And I don't want to give away the whole tutorial, but is shooting it in some ways, from my experience, shooting things like that and actually be easier in a way, because once you get to a certain size, it's pretty hard to really think about incorporating flash.
Correct. I mean, I think personally, I think shooting commercial spaces are significantly easier. Like I said, I shoot all natural light, so I don't need to worry about flashes. Mm-hmm. Every so often, I'll bring in a flash if I need to, if it's extremely bright and there's a view I have to capture out the window. But mostly natural light. There's floor-to-ceiling windows in most of these spaces in New York, and it's significantly easier. The workflow, the editing is significantly easier, and we make 3 to 4 times as much money. Yeah. So
Or more.
Depending. Exactly.
So you're going to be talking about things like tips and tricks to how to kind of cutting to the chase for people. If you would like to branch out and you're a little nervous and from shooting outside your comfort zone, this video would be great, because it's going to go over all the things that you would need to know on these shoots.
Yeah, I mean, I shoot a little differently than most, or not all, but most of real estate photographers who are shooting with some sort of flash. I know a lot of people do shoot natural light brackets, which is similar to my process. But yeah, I'm showing people who are now, most of the people shoot residential, a way to easily and quickly add services to your business, mm-hmm. where you can go out and make a lot more money for a lot less work.
So how about we show a clip from your tutorial?
Sure.
Great.
Roll the tape.
Okay.
So the next shot we're going to do is a reverse angle of this kitchen shot. It's a great amenity photo, shows any prospective tenant who wants to get some of this shared space. They have a full kitchen, ovens, refrigerators, bar stools, somewhere you can hang out, and chairs. So the first thing we're going to do is go and get composition. And in this shot, I want to show a little bit. I went to a 35mm. This way I can get a little closer. I felt the 24 was too wide and showing too much unnecessary stuff, but the 35 was perfect because I show a little hint of the staircase inside and shows you a little bit of the flow of the space. Perfect. Now that we've gone composition, I'm going to rotate my CPL filter a little bit. And if you can see, what that's doing is that's going to reduce a lot of that reflection off the refrigerator and oven. And now we can see inside the refrigerator just versus a reflection of everything else in the room. Let's go ahead and I'm going to grab my gray card and then we'll just take a look at the staging. So as I mentioned, because there's a lot of different light sources coming in here, I'm going to go ahead and shoot a gray card. Perfect. Now we're going to take a look. As far as staging, everything looks pretty clean here. The only thing that really bothers me is those two pieces of paper on the refrigerator. So I'm just going to go and quickly remove those so it's a little cleaner, and then we should be set to shoot.
Well, let's do a toast to your commercial. We brought our shooting spaces cups. Yeah.
This is what we get when we have a union prop master on set. We get,
you know, they're creative. Come on. Yes. Come on. You got to get creative.
I know you did bubble letters for everything except for the G. What, you ran out of room?
I ran out of room. That's a six. So anyway, if you want to get your cups, they're on sale now. And for anybody out there that's listening, do yourself a favor. Go home and watch it on TV, because I think it's worth the time.
Anyway. YouTube.
Mm-hmm. YouTube. No, this is going to be nationally broadcast. Oh,
maybe.
Sorry. Maybe PBS Kenosha. I mean, where are we? PBS Mankato.
Minneapolis.
This is Minneapolis today. Okay. That's awesome. And I'm really looking forward to seeing it, because I do some commercial real estate photography. I shot a cold storage facility a few months ago.
Oh,
and
boy.
It was, yeah, but the best part was the warm room was about 2 to 3 degrees, and the cold room was 12 below zero. Oof. So you go try and shoot a, are you going to be doing any cold
no,
storage?
No, I've never done that yet.
Okay, well, if you just make sure when you leave the
out
cold storage,
cameras.
When you leave the, well, I finally figured out it's not going from warm to cold, it's going from cold to warm.
Yeah.
So if you're doing cold storage, make sure that you have two cameras or 20 minutes to wait when you go from the cold to the warm. Anyway, that's a free tip. It's not going to be in
besides the fog, though, how do the cameras are okay in that weather? No issues?
No.
Okay.
I mean, actually, we were only in there for, it wasn't like we were in there for hours. Yeah. We were only in there for minutes. But when you said you're, how many square feet did you shoot?
Last year, about 1.2 million.
So that's like one Amazon warehouse, right?
Essentially.
How many square feet is an Amazon warehouse?
That I don't know. They're building one, though, like 2 miles
from they've got one right in Sacramento.
Yeah. But it's huge, yeah.
Huge. But the great thing is, you know, you get to that point and to the point where it's like once I shot a Johnson & Johnson, the factory where they make all the pharmaceuticals, and I went in with all these ideas of doing lighting and doing this and doing this. And I'm kind of, get this shot. I walk in and talk to the manager of the plant, and he goes, yeah, you got 20 minutes to shoot this place. And I'm like, okay, no lights, let's go. So if you, and that's a good tip, if you get that in that situation, you just got to change gears, and that's a great way. It's just think, go all ambient.
Yeah, hey, it works. You know, the one thing that I fight with all the time doing that stuff is white balance. But I talk a little bit about that in the course and how I handle that, especially when you have floor to ceiling windows and all these nasty lights on in the places and all that. But it gets fun. But yeah, I mean, it's simple. It's especially if you're a veteran real estate photographer, or even starting out, you know, it's a great way to just shift gears a little and just start. You know, start calling a different demographic of clientele and make some good, easy money.
And from your experience, I'd say that once you get one client, very possibly that could definitely snowball into having multiple clients.
Yes, for sure.
And I mean, multiple locations.
Yeah,
they'll fly you around the country.
Yeah. Well, that's how it snowballed into the type of retail work I'm doing, correct.
So, yeah, you know, you're used to that. And, you know, from your experience, why did we shoot these courses here?
So, I mean, look, there's commercial spaces everywhere, as there is residential. For me, I live in New York. Most of my work is in New York, and I know New York is an exception for commercial real estate. There's a ton of it. I go and shoot 80 or 100,000 square feet in one shoot in a day. So I wanted to come out here. It's a little more, first of all, obviously, you've been on the West Coast, me being on the East Coast, coming right to the middle, made things a little bit easier for both of us. But I wanted to show in practical terms what your everyday person might face and the type of, you know, spaces commercial-wise that, you know, the everyday person might face. Because most people, unless you're in New York or a major, major city, are not facing these gigantic, huge commercial spaces with these very, you know, all these agents who are very, you know, high key, like don't bother me type of deal. So we came out here just to give a little bit more realistic perspective on what your everyday commercial space would be like.
It's kind of like my tutorial too. Yeah, it's about what you know. We don't want to do something that is very unique and like things challenges you get in New York is. I mean, I can't imagine taking the subway to shoot at. To photograph a residential or a business, but you have to deal with that. But you know what? That's kind of specific. So this is more rounded out scenarios.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Exactly. So so let's hear a little bit about you. You went to what? Two different locations.
We photographed. Hold on. Another promo. Shooting spaces. Okay. Nothing but the best for you guys. So. I'm just going to start off with, I've been doing my YouTube channel for about 9 years now, 8 or 9 years. The whole time I've been thinking, I'd love to do a tutorial. I'd like to really do it in depth. You know, I've got all my videos on my YouTube channel, but a lot of people have told me that they're just really all over the place. And how do I find what I need? And I would love it to be in one place, one stop shop. And I was going to do this about 2 years ago, and several other people started releasing tutorials, and I felt it wasn't the right time, and then COVID hit, and it was just, and it's like, oh boy, dragging my heels doing it. And our buddy been on us and saying, hey, why don't we do a podcast? Why don't we do a tutorial course? And it was like, yeah, now's the time, and it's great, and I think a great opportunity. So like you, I chose places that we would all possibly shoot. I have two locations. One is a very nice new build, new home community. I don't want to say tract homes, but you know, we all shoot these kind of houses, a staged house, really, really nice, showing some very, very similar or techniques that you would use for something that most of us would shoot maybe once, twice, three times a week. Then I did a second location, which was a much, much, much more upscale house. And, you know, it's funny because in Sacramento, the smaller house might go for $600,000, which might go here for $300,000, or not. I'm just pulling that out of my head. But the upper end house might be $700,000, probably about $1 million, $1.2 million in Sacramento. And it might be something in your neighborhood that's $500,000. So it's really difficult to say, depending upon your demographic, what you're going to get. But each of them are showing some really challenging situations, a lot of color issues, how to deal with the things that we have to think about every single day. And as I always say, you know what? If I can do it, you can do it. It's not brain surgery, but it has a lot of a lot of tips and tricks, a lot of techniques that you need to know. And the more you do it, the more you learn and the faster you get. So this video is kind of like putting everything there for you in a digestible, well thought out manner. You go through different chapters and you can skip from one to the other without having to leave and go search all the videos. So it's far, far more concise and much more informative than my YouTube channel. And another thing too is it's showing me throughout where I'm putting my lights, what I'm thinking of.
That's the most important thing, is the thought process.
Absolutely. We also deal with fluffing pillows, moving things, and composition, and perspective issues, and all these things, especially for people getting started. And there's a lot of stuff there for the more advanced shooter. And, I happen to do my personal techniques, but, I think I show you enough different ways that will be beneficial to anybody, and hopefully enjoyable and funny and really good time. And we had a great time photographing it, producing it, and I'll tell you, it was a lot of work, man. It was way more than I had thought. That's a nice cup. I like that. We also have Shooting Spaces t-shirts, so you could get it on the front or you could get it on the I don't have one on the back, so anyway, but it really, really was so much fun. And I gotta say, the we had two filmmakers working with us, and it was just top-notch. Well, I really had a good time. And I was able to utilize my my background in movies, and it felt good to be back on a set after about 15 years. But it reminds me of, I don't want to do this anymore, I tell you. And I think that it's just going to be something that will appeal to people. It's not really about commercial photography. It's not about multi-million dollar houses. It's really about what we are in every single day. Sure. And a lot of this is how to get in and out faster, how to shoot faster and smarter, let the ambient do the heavy lifting, but really go into depth so you will hopefully understand the process. And I take you by the hand and hopefully go step by step, where you're just going to learn a lot more little tips and tricks that are just going to help you throughout. And no matter what you do, if you want to go from my course to your course, it's actually a perfect complement, and it will round out the whole real estate photography genre.
Sure. And it's not just shooting. You go into editing those photos, you go into the business side of things and all that. So it's fun.
Yeah, and that's another thing too, is on my YouTube channel, I purposely haven't gone into business that much, because I always feel that it's everybody's territory, everybody's demographic. It's very different, it's so many variables. But I do go more into business and what suggestions I have, what worked for me, my background. And I think that will really help you. So that's something that's not out there in most of my stuff. And also I do the editing process, which you can find on my YouTube channel, but I think I go much more in depth. You're going to see more things, and you're really going to see everything from the start of me going to the location, doing a walkthrough. You're going to see what I think about, my thought process, and then my shooting process, my lighting process, and then we're going to go into the studio and we're going to edit all the images so you can put those two things together.
Awesome. And you did some Twilights too, right? Baum famous single shot Twilight.
Well, I guess you'd call him famous, but no, it's just what works for me. You know, there's a lot of ways to do everything. And for me, yeah, you know, we did that webinar on Matthew Stallone and did his light pops webinar. You could call it light painting or light pops. And then I compared it with my single exposure or double exposure. But I'm doing a few of the Twilight edits, but you'll see how I shoot it. You'll see what I talk about, what I think about when I'm doing Twilights. There's a lot of people out there that want to do Twilights, but they're really nervous and scared
It's scary.
And it shouldn't be, because it's like doing commercials.
Yep.
The Twilight stuff is fast, easy, and really, really great. And it's a great revenue stream, and it's something that will catch the eye of the potential buyer, and the agent's going to love you for it. So,
sure. Yeah, look, whenever I end up doing a Twilight, which is not often, it always ends up becoming the hero shot. So,
of course.
You know, why
it's
not?
The money shot, yeah.
Cool. So that sounds exciting. Mm-hmm. I look forward to watching it because I know that we weren't together when we were shooting. So
yeah.
I'm going to learn your tips and tricks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it was a fun process and very rewarding. Again, it was a lot more challenging than I had thought. I've been in the movie industry. I was in for a long, long time, but I never was in front of the camera, except for a couple of little times we won't talk about. But yeah. And how do you like being in front of the camera? You get everything flow okay for you?
Yeah, it's, you know what? We do it on the podcast all the time,
yeah.
But that's a little different than this. But yeah, you just make it work, go through it. You know, you have it all in your head, so it's just you have to get it out in a concise manner where people can understand it. So it's a challenge, but I think it came together nice. And with that, you showed a clip of mine. Let's show a clip of your course, see what it's
Absolutely.
All about.
Absolutely. I laughed, I cried. It was a wonderful roller coaster ride of emotions. So in this shot, another shot of the kitchen, I'm going to demonstrate what a tilt shift does. Now, as I'd mentioned in the beginning of the tutorial, the video, the course, a tilt shift is not necessary, and I'm also going to show you how I do a fake tilt shift. So both of them work very well, and the tilt shift is just nicer to have. So it's just going to be a nice shot of this kitchen. And what I'm going to do is do an ambient shot, and I'm going to put up two lights. So let me get started with the lights. I'm going to quickly use my 300 is going to be over here. Okay, and there you go. And my 100 is going to be handheld over here. So I'm a voice actuated light stand.
All right, that looks awesome. I can't wait to sit down and watch it.
Thank you.
Learn the Rich Baum method. Let the ambient do the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the course itself and how people can get it. We're selling these courses as both individual. You can buy mine or yours or a bundle. So if people want to go out, maybe new to this and want to just go all out and get everything all at once, there's going to be a bundle offered as well, which I think is perfect for every situation.
Because if you think about it, and I know that a lot of people are happy doing what they're doing, but there are so many people out there that aspire to do more for many reasons. The challenge, it's the excitement, whatever, and the more money. But this is the opportunity to have the beginning, and then you can save it and use it because these techniques won't change. Mm-hmm. I mean, my YouTube videos about 8 years ago, we're still doing most of the same techniques, although things have evolved. But it's really great. You know, they go together, and it's an opportunity to have both sides, the residential and commercial real estate.
Yeah, I think it'll hit all different people. You know, people who would just want to start and get into the industry, who might not have a budget for a bundle yet, can get yours and just get started. And people who are veteran residential real estate photographers and want to just go take their work to the next level from a commercial side can go get the commercial side and do it that way. So it's pretty exciting. Yeah. And our course is being hosted on our platform, learn.shootingspaces.net, where we have all our other webinars. And anybody who's purchased a webinar knows how simple and how easy it is to navigate through all the videos. Everything is just right there for you on the left side. You can jump to the last video if you want and work backwards, whatever works for you. It's all there. So it's pretty cool.
And if you have a specific technique you're working on, you need help with on a specific day. Now, you could reference that. You could just pull up that specific technique.
Exactly.
Now, are they able to download them so they can watch it offline?
Nope. It's only streaming.
Okay.
So, but it's fine. It's all mobile friendly. So if you're on the go and you want to, you know, revisit a technique that you might have taught while someone's on site, you know, 3 minutes, they can log in, watch the video and get it all there.
So, absolutely. Great.
So it's cool. And, you know, there's comments on all the videos so people can leave comments and see. And it's exciting stuff. And I know we're going to have a Facebook group for people that purchase our course, the bundle, or individually. So I know we'll be there to answer questions that people have as they come up. I know commercial, you know, for sure is new to a lot of people. So I'm expecting a lot of questions from the commercial side of things. But I know you get questions all the time, nonstop, especially with your YouTube channel. So this will give people a platform to go in and ask those questions.
Well, that's very true, and I want to touch upon, sure, you can go to my YouTube channel and get tons of free stuff. Why would you want to buy this? Well, there's going to be so many things, and it's such the package and the format is such that it's definitely something that would appeal to me. That's why I wanted to do it. And I had so many people ask me, when are you doing a course? I mean, the YouTube is fine, but I don't want the commercials and this and that, but I really want a course. And it's going to be something that is going to just really be accessible and easy to get the specific information that you need that's pertinent to you right then. And basically, it's comprehensive. It is not jumbled. It is all in one place.
Organized.
It's going to be organized and be easy to reference. That's the whole
thing. Well, that's the thing. I know when I was learning, and I learned a lot from you when I started, I'd have to go to your YouTube channel and search for videos of whatever I wanted to learn and watch it. And if it wasn't the right one, I'd have to click next. This is everything right there. There's a table of contents where everything is just right there on the side and you can jump to any video or learn anything you want. If someone wants to relearn how to do the Twilights, just jump right to that and they can revisit that. So besides the initial learning of watching the whole thing, the hours worth through, they can then go back and just jump to that any specific video they want, and it's right there for you.
And I will add that, sure, my YouTube channel videos are well produced, but this is a completely different thing. This is a highly produced course, well thought out, well lit, well, you know, you're seeing behind me, in front of me, you're seeing what I'm seeing through the camera. All these things are going to help put everything together and finally make sense, because when I coach people, I know that they're coming to me because they watch the free stuff and it's helped them and they kind of get it, but they have not completely get it. So it's kind of like the next best thing to a hands-on workshop.
Yeah, I mean, the major difference is we've spent a couple of months working on this and organizing it, where, you know, your YouTube videos, I don't know your process, but I'm assuming, you know, you have an idea, you sit down at the computer and you go. So this, you know, this is a lot more thorough. It's a lot more well thought out, and we touch on every topic from both the residential and commercial side. Okay. Hopefully every topic. And if we miss something, we'll come back and we'll update it.
And, you know, you'd mentioned there's going to be a Facebook group. There's going to be a lot of perks also. It's what I say with my coaching students. Once you coach with me, you're in the Rich Bomb Club. You can contact me if you need, and I'm going to have to do it as much as I can, but I've always been very easily accessible, and we're going to be able to help a lot of people take even more than just watching the video. There's going to be these perks. There's going to be the Facebook group and just the ongoing support that you get with it.
Sure. I mean, look, our goal in this is obviously to help people in their businesses become better photographers
and be successful.
Add revenue. And if we're there to help them along, and, you know, there are questions, if there are things that are not clear that we might have taught the way some people can understand it or whatever, we want to be there to help them and get them through that. So,
yeah. And we really did have a great time with, it was a big process. It was like working on a movie, a real movie, but working with sound and working with cameras and lights and a lot of fun. And as I had mentioned before, a lot more challenging than I had anticipated, but it was well worth it. And I really had a fun time doing it.
Yes, it's exciting. Yeah. So,
and to get to sit here with you, that was worth it all.
Yeah,
all
look, it's along. Been 2 years yeah. since we were in the same room together.
Man, oh man.
So,
yeah.
PFRE 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway, so learn.shootingspaces.net is where all our stuff is, including this course. You know, all our webinars have always been there, our presets, all that other fun stuff we sell. And people can actually see now how you use your presets in your workflow, right, in the editing?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so
that's another one of the perks. You can see all the presets that I used or the ones that I've used for this tutorial. You can see it on your screen and make it yourself.
Save $7.
Save $7.
That's it.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Our whole revenue stream is gone.
That's it.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
It's exciting stuff. So if people have any questions about the course, about what it includes, I mean, obviously you'll be able to see a curriculum online, but mm-hmm. don't hesitate to reach out to either one of us and we'll be happy to fill you in on what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Cool. So with that, I'll let you close it out. You always close it out.
With that said, and see if I can do the closing. And it's funny, that's been an ongoing process. If you listen to our first podcast and you listen to our last podcast, the ending's a little bit different. But we've really enjoyed doing this podcast. How many we've done now?
140 something.
And how many we
I mean, this one's a little bit different because it's a bonus episode. We're not. It's not true. Being released during our season. Mm-hmm. But we're up to 140 something.
And I would venture to think that maybe we're now the longest running real estate photography podcast out there, which is, and I tell people, yes, real estate photography, it is a thing. So, and anybody watching this or listening feels the same way. It's, there's a lot more to it than people think. Photographers that are very experienced in other genres get to do a big $1 million house shoot. They shoot it and they get home and they go, oh boy, I need a little help. But it's been fun and I'm just so blessed and happy to be able to help people and be successful. So with that, I want to...
As you always say, how lucky are we?
How lucky are we?
That's it.
You know, get paid to take pictures, you know, just as long as my finger... I guess I don't want to go there. I could just say your finger. But I just want to say thank you for joining us. And from Mankato, Minnesota, just I want to say until the next time we meet, which could be a little while, but you'll see us in the next podcast, I want to say go out and shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.